Good morning, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Hi, my name is Carol Kronglis. I am recording this on a rainy day in a dirty parking lot in Northern California. Just wanted to say hi to all my $5 and $5 and change friends on the internet, on the interwebs. Hope you all have a great day. It's time to turn it over to our bestie, Dina Blizzard, One Funny Morning. Take it away.
Good morning. How is everybody? Thank you, Carol, for a lovely, it actually matches. So funny, because sometimes people will send videos in and it'll be like a Christmas video, but now it's February. But that was perfect, Carol, because it was a rainy, yucky day, and today's a rainy, yucky day. At least it is here so far. Hopefully, I know I'm kind of on time today, Kim. Hold on, I'm trying to adjust. I had some technical, I would have been super on time. Still missing my dongle. So we're still trying to get things together, but good morning. I know, Tanya. Buenos dias, Gabby. How is everybody? It's morning. And I believe it's Tuesday. Should be all great. Good morning, TikTokers. How is everybody? I don't know. I know the tree is bare. We are back to regular tree. Diana came yesterday and boxed up the whole Valentine tree without asking, but I'm going to move on from that. And flipped over, there's you can see it on TikTok. There's a tree skirt. It used to be Valentine's. You flip it over. Now it's St. Patty's. It's very cool. I know. Slow start today over here as well. It is going to, it's going to be St. Patty's Day tree now. Mm-hmm. LaDonna just put banana bread in the oven. Ah, LaDonna. Thank you, Andrea. Andrea just posted our P.O. box. If you'd like to send us a shamrock or something for the tree, you can do that if you put a little shamrock, put the name of something you feel lucky for. I don't know. And then the reason why. That's what we're going to do. Let's see. This one. Oh, let's read it. This is our first one. This one says lucky. Alexis, Michael, Steve, Sadie, Grace, Isabella, God, Theo, Coco, Oreo, Casey, Mom, Valerie. So that's what's written on the front. And on the back, it says, I'm lucky to have a husband that loves me and cares about me. I'm lucky to have God in my life and be blessed with 2 kids, 4 dogs, and 3 cats. I'm lucky to have my mother in my life. I'm lucky to have found Dina Blizzard and all the One Funny Mother family and my $5 friends. I am lucky. Christine Doty. Aw, it's our first one. I know. I got to text Chris and tell her. And then thank goodness there's still a squirrel in that tree. I don't know if anybody can see it, but I believe you already have a St. Patty's Day tree. I do. It's right here. Thank you so much. Here's the tree topper. Look at it. Gotta switch it out. Oh, she already took the other one up. Oh, it's in the box. It's in the box. I don't even know. I think TikTok can see it, but nobody else. Oh, it's beautiful. I'll flip it up so you can see. It's beautiful. Look, TikTok can see it. Look. Oh. Look at us. Look at us. Watching program on Netflix. Holy. What? Is that from you, Lisa? Thank you. Yeah, the blonde. It actually looks a lot blonder here than I think it does here. Probably even more in person. Yeah. It's funny because I was watching all the white coming in. It's hard to tell. I feel like when you see it in person, you can see it. It's a lot happening. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mandy. Still trying to get used to it. So I know, Kyle, now I have my own candles I can be lighting. I know. Anyway, all right. So this was so funny. So I was on the supporter sign looking at some stuff today. Let me find it. And I was cracking up laughing. Hold on. Hold on. This is funny. Hold on. Let me move this here now. There. Is that not going to show? Why is it not showing? Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Why is it not showing? Oh my gosh. Come on. It was so funny. You guys are like, Dina, this is not that entertaining to watch you move stuff around. All right. Well, anyway, I took a picture. There it is. Okay. Hold on. Save to desktop. You're going to be like, Dina, this doesn't really feel like it's worth it. It is. It made me laugh. Hold on. I did flip the tree skirt. Let's see. Here it is. It's so stupid. Okay, serious. Let's get serious. This made me laugh. Are you ready? Here it comes. All right, here we go. Sarah posted this. You can't see it on TikTok, so I'll read it to you. It said, warning signs of a cult. Now, I just thought we should go through this as a group, now that we're all here, to just really just relieve our minds. To just say, we're definitely not a cult. I just thought we'd go through each line just to be clear that we're not, because it should be pretty, if you were in a cult, you would know, right? So it should be just like really straightforward. So I just thought we could just go through them really quickly. So the first one, it says the leader's always right. Now, this is a hard one. I'll admit this. It's our bylaws. This is hard because of the obvious. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, how many have we talked about things and was I wrong? The answer is no. There are a lot of different names for things like your crawl space. Was I wrong? No, it actually worked really well. Dream catcher also worked really well. That was not wrong. Criticism of the leader or questioning the leader is considered persecution. I think this is another one. What bibliotheca means. Was I wrong, Gab? I mean, all their alternate, of course there are, but there is a bar in New York called bibliotheca, so I wasn't wrong. And criticism of the leader is considered persecution. I think that's true. A couple of times people have looked at me like twisted and I saw it and I felt persecuted. Mm-hmm. Number three, anything the leader does is justified no matter how harmful it may be. All right. Now this is not okay. It shouldn't be harmful. Okay. All right. I mean, if you're looking at what I'm doing, look at what Jim Wagner did to my mom. I mean, Who's harmful? Jim Wagner. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if we're comparing, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. Unless you're talking about my mom. And then, yes, some things would be considered harmful because she's around a lot. Mm-hmm. The leader is the only source of truth. Everyone else is lying. How many times have I said this? Planking on concrete was pretty harmful. But Sharon, that came from the Lord. That wasn't part of our plan. Sharon, that wasn't my idea. We came out of church and then a light just opened, the clouds opened onto the thing. And it was like, we should be planking. I didn't plan it. Mm-hmm. Is this show that we're to confirm we're not a cult? We're definitely not, because I don't think I'd do anything. Followers must be blindly devoted to the leader and never question him. I think we should all question everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start my own cult. I feel persecuted, said Jim. The members won't recognize they belong to a cult. I mean, you guys would know, wouldn't you? I hope you realize it was posted as a joke. Yes, Sarah, I do. But I'm in. Sarah was like, you know, I'm sure this is not what it is here. I know that. I'm going all in though, Sarah. I'm going, it could be, but it probably isn't. Right? Mm-hmm. So why does everybody think this? I don't know, Bob. That's what I'm trying to say. I think number seven would be you would know if you were in a cult if they had a sweatshirt that said cult on it. And we don't have that. I mean, that would be like outing yourself. I'm just saying. I just think that now that we went through it, I think we can all rest tonight knowing we are not in a cult because I said we're not. Okay. And And we know how Bougie Sherry feels for saying, indeed. I haven't seen Bougie. Have you guys? So you are a witch. I'm much more comfortable with being a witch, being in a cult. It is not a Christmas. It does look like a Christmas tree, but it is not. It is on its way. One funny coven is my vote. I'm wearing my cult shirt right now. Indubitably. I do get looks with the cult shirt again. Mm-hmm. I'm also wearing my cult shirt. Okay. Well, that could be a sign, but it wasn't on the list, so let's not count it. Mm-hmm. Hussy's on the loose. Now, that's something different. And you're a special person if you're wearing that. You're my kind of person. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's a holiday tree. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Colt friend, said Judy. Judy's not even hiding it. She's just coming in. Good morning, Colt. Okay. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for wrapping it back around. Anyway, thank you, Sebastian. Di has breakfast sponge. This is she has lunch bunch. Just so we're clear, Lori, she has breakfast bunch, lunch bunch, dinner bunch, snack bunch. Are you going to go get a hamburger bunch? She will bunch with anyone at any time. Just bunch. Mm-hmm. I wore the Hussies on the Loose sweatshirt to the vet the other day. The vet looked at me funny. Why, Michaela? You know, and it's so funny because you could have been like, you know, this is a dog shirt. You could have said that because it was supposed to be Huskies on the Loose. Yeah, let's talk about that cap. What did I do with it? I think I threw it away. Did I throw it away? I think I did. Dean took it to the trash. Diana made a post yesterday. Yeah. Listen, let me put this way. How many of you follow your moms on Facebook, Instagram? How many people follow your mothers? Because here's what my experience is like following my mother. Most of the time I look and I go, oh, my mom posted something. And then I go, what did she post? Remember the time she posted as me on my page about her and Dean going to, is it Harry Connick Jr.? I don't even know. They went somewhere. And she posted about it. Now I don't see it here. Was it on Instagram? She posted, oh, it was on the supporter page. Hold on. So whenever she posts things, I have to be like, what happened here? So she posted a number of pictures yesterday. Oh, here it is. Let me show this to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I can. Okay. Hold on. Just need this one right here and this one right here. Okay. So this was Diana. I guess she had a lot of time. She came over yesterday to help with the dogs. And then she went to town. And she just started taking pictures of things in my house. You're like, Dina, what would she be taking pictures of? Let me show you. So I made waffles. She came over. This was still on the countertop. Best Buy. Dina, this is almost 1 year past the date, the Best Buy date of 4/4/23. How you feeling? Now, listen, she didn't even write in proper English. She didn't take the time. How are you feeling? She was cracking up. So, yeah, this is the pancake mix. Mm-hmm. She was cracking herself up so much. She could, a lot of tape. So she wrote, this is almost 1 year past the Best Buy date. How you feeling? LOL. Yeah, she had to add the LOL, Gab. Yeah. She was like, laughing? Dean, we laughed. Mm-hmm. It's waffle shaming is exactly what it is, Eloise. Mm-hmm. How you feeling? That's going to be her thing. Whenever you see my mom, those are, you know, how she's like, okay, what time's your bedtime? I think she's going full gangsta. Like after 76, I feel like you just go full gangsta. How you feeling? What time's your bedtime? I have a feeling she's going to roll up one of her pant legs like they do in gangs where like one's up or like in jail. Like one sock's up here and one sock is down there. That's what I feel like. I feel like that's, yeah. She wants you to be eating beans for breakfast. You're not wrong. Does she do random date searches and all the products? And I feel like you're picking up what I'm laying down, Kim. I feel like dry goods past their expiration date are fine. Exactly. And I'll say this again. If there was, she does carry around a roll of masking tape for emergencies, obviously, Allison. Allison, she would have stuck one on your forehead at the cousin's lunch the other day if she could have. It should be like, Allison needs to just wash her hair. Like she will eye you up. You see her reaching for her back pocket and getting out a roll of mask. Watch out. You're about to get a post-it right on the forehead. She's going to start using like, bet, bruh. I'm just waiting for a bruh to come out. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, she would not last in an apocalypse. Everybody else would be like, you know what, guys, we have to eat whenever we can. Just anything. I don't think she's ever watched The Walking Dead. She would never make it. She would try to serve zombies like cannolis. She'd be like, you don't want this. I can make you a cannoli. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Dan would be more like, dude. Mm-hmm. Throwing a spin, my grandma will say, my fridge is really full, but I'm not sure I find a lot of things to throw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She probably has a number. Of course she does. Let's go to the next picture. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, just let everybody know. Then she did this. What's she got to say at your own risk? Eat at your own risk. almost 1 year past the Best Buy date. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at my face. Shakendra, look at my face. This is my life. Mm-hmm. Eat at your own risk. You know, when you spend time cooking food and then somebody comes over, wraps it up, and then basically says, if you eat this, you'll die. You know what I'm saying? Dude. Yeah, dude, you're not wrong. Actually, it's only 11 months. So stop being dramatic. Thank you. It's waffle math. She's worried for the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very aggressive with the Sharpie. And thank you, Becca, for doing the waffle math and acknowledging that it was only 11 months and not a full year. She would die if she looked in my pantry. Powdered milk that expired in December of 23, and I used it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, stores would be shut down. Mm-hmm. I said bet last week. So this is it. This is what's going on here. I don't know what it's like at your house. I told you the one time we went to my sister's for Thanksgiving and she had spent weeks prepping. Weeks. It's a whole bunch of us just coming. Di showed up. Saw the thermometer that hangs in the fridge, that it was 6 degrees higher than it should have been. Oh, she checks the stores for sure, Michelle. Yeah, she works there. Like she's part of some network. Like it's her job to check the store date. Yeah, for sure. So she saw that the refrigerator was 6 degrees higher than it should have been. She brought it to Michelle's attention. Michelle said, what are you even talking about? And then Diana Googled what's the perfect temperature for the fridge and then explained that it was above and that most of this food was probably not good. And then she stood up and made a grand statement and said, I'm not going to eat any of this food. And then she had a can of beans in her bag. Mm-hmm. And then Thanksgiving was over. The holiday was over. I'm not going to say what transpired after that, but it was not good. And there were a lot of beans, and she was the only one eating them. So then we all had to, like, eat extra so my sister didn't get mad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sebastian, you should take for granted. You know how, like, in some public buildings, they have, like, a special, like, remember it used to be in the wall? Behind like a piece of glass, and it would be like a fire extinguisher or like a defibrillator, you know, like in the wall, and it would say break in an emergency. You know, you're with me? Well, Di has something like that in her house, but it is in the wall and it's just cans of beans behind a glass. And it says break in an emergency or when you're hungry or on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And it's just filled with beans for obvious bean emergencies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my BFF does this to me with leftovers. After 2 days, she'll tell me, get rid of it. Guess what? I'm not dead yet. Thank you, Robin. What's up with the people? How come there are people who are fine pushing the limits on whether this food is still good? I'm going to tell you something. The food is fine. I'm going to eat it. And then there's other people who are like, no, I'm going to die. They could never be king. I would be a great king. Because I'd be like, just give it to me. I'll get a little sick. I'll still be king. I think Diana might have been a king or queen at some point, and then somebody tried to poison her. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody got a little thing. Like I was just saying the other day, I am afraid of heights. So last night, I'm in the city. I'm hanging out with the kids, Dean, Jacqueline, Natalia came by, her boyfriend, Dom. So we're bebopping around the city. We end up going to this place called JG Sky Bar. I think that's what it's called. It is a bar in the top level of the highest building in Philadelphia. And it's beautiful. If you've never seen Philadelphia other than from an airplane that high in the ground, it's just, you could see Delaware. You could see New York. I feel like you could see Alaska. It's so high. And I enjoy like going, like sometimes they have like those rotating restaurants, you know, the whole thing where you go up and it's pretty. But I can't, I need to be standing. I need to be sitting. And then but here's what I can't do. I can't ride the elevator up. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I can't be moving. My body has to be standing still if I'm going to be high up. You know what I'm saying? So we get in the elevator and it looks like a regular elevator until you hit, I don't know, the 30th floor. And then it's all glass because they want you to throw up on your way to the top floor. Why do you do this? Why don't you? Yeah. Can't do it. You're good. Miss you. Can't do it. So anyway, I get up there. Yeah, Kathy, I was walking like this along the walls. I was like, just get me to the bar. Once I sit down, I'm fine. So I walk like this. Yeah. And I get to my seat. And I sit, and then I'm fine. And then the kids were like, "Well, why are you so weird?" I was like, "I have not always been weird with heights. It's gotten worse as I've gotten older. But I'm positive I died in a previous life," is my point. Mackenzie, I was facing the door, but the door was so shiny you could see everything behind me like a mirror. I was like, I guess I'll just close my eyes. I don't know. Okay, so here's my question. Whether you believe in past lives or not, we're not going to go that deep. My question is, what are you afraid of? Like, and the fear is based on nothing that's based in reality. Like somebody, like Brooke used to have a fear of throwing up. There's a name for it now. But like, what do you have a fear of and you're positive this is how you died in a past life? Go. I'm afraid of heights. So I'm positive someone, I died in a fall. I don't know if it goes back to a volcano. Maybe I was sacrificed. I don't know. Tidal waves, fire, water, heights and enclosed spaces. Yeah, I don't like enclosed spaces. Tidal waves. Mm-hmm. Flying and mice. What? Water. I'm positive I drown. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Bridges. Choking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cannot get on an escalator. Very specific, Mary. Frogs. Addie, how does one die by frog? God bless you. How does one die by frog? I mean, I'm going through a lot of options. Mm-hmm. Escalators. Two people can't ride escalators. Can't do them. Snakes. Uh-huh. When you're high up and you will fall off. Not afraid of heights, though. What? Bugs of any kind. How do you die by bug? Alligators. That makes sense. Mice. I'm terrified. Really? Doesn't. I'm petrified of frog. Okay. How many people are afraid of frogs? I don't know. You get a frog sucking your throat. That's very specific. Yeah. How often do you see frogs in your normal life? Mm-hmm. Positive, I burned on a stick. You mean like at the stake or at the stick? Those are two different things. One sounds real dramatic and like you save lives. The other one just like she fell on a stick. You should figure out which one. Say stake sounds better. Dean, do you have class tonight? Tonight's the last class. Okay. I can ride, but I definitely have an internal freak out. Sharks. I believe that. Blanca, I'm pretty sure a family member froze to death at some point in a past life. Jessica, that's deep. Egyptian plague covered in frogs. I got that. Heights. I feel like something is pulling me to the edge. Barb. This was me. All right, bye. I love you. Like, if this was the beautiful skyline, this was me yesterday going. I was crouched down like a weirdo. I was like, why are you crouching? I was like, Jesus, I want to stay low. But it was like 4 more feet. They're like, just come closer. I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, that's pretty. I couldn't do it. I don't know. It does. It feels like it wants, it's going to push you. I can't do it. A lot of people are saying spiders, centipedes. Can't do it. I think that's from old movies or something. Escalators, for sure. What? I have many fears. I've died many times. Airplane crashes. Yeah. Kathy's like, I have a lot. Shrooms? On shrooms or on the ground? Are you afraid of shrooms? Or you're just positive that you OD'd on something? Is that what you mean? There are very poisonous frogs. Mm-hmm. I refuse to get on escalators. A lot of people have an escalator thing. I'm going to be honest. I have not heard lately of a lot of people dying by escalator. I don't know. Dying on stage, Joe Bubowitz. We've all died. Numerous deaths. Joe Bubowitz, very funny comedian. I was definitely strangled in my last life. I can't have anyone touch my neck. Really, Eileen? That's so crazy. I haven't heard that. I don't do escalators unless there's no other choice. As an adult, my mom told me when I was 3, my laces got stuck and I fell down one. Mm-mm. Being buried alive, mice, mountains, claustrophobic. Mm-mm. Driving through tunnels. Iguanas. Yeah, a speedboat. Terrified of chairlifts. Can never go skiing. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I've done it when I was younger, but I don't think I would do well. I'd be like, can I just crawl up the mountain? I don't know. Very hard to get on escalators with bifocals. Very specific. Ants. Yeah, no. Tornadoes, yeah. Underground tunnels you drive through. Really? Fisher cats. What does that mean? What's a fisher cat, Claudine? Is it like a calico? Like, is it a type of cat? I've never heard of a fisher cat. But you're fine with all other cats, but a fisher cat, you're like, that thing is about to kill me. Really? The space needle. There's a giant wave in a movie. I can't breathe. Like, to think I died being an awesome server. I'm sure I died in childbirth in a past life. Interesting. Side note, your hair looks great. Thank you. I have anxiety. So I have a million irrational fears. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Over everything, Carrie. It's called JG Skybar. It was beautiful. It's cool to be doing. Oh, I understand, Sunny. Sidewalk grates in New York City. It's so funny, Nancy, because they never bothered me until some people started bringing it up and saying, I don't ever walk on the grates. I'm afraid I'm going to fall through. It didn't even dawn on me. I'm like, is that an option? I just figured if we took the sidewalk out, we would make sure the people didn't fall. Okay. Mm-mm. Died from an escalator accident? No. I used to take my shoes off before getting on an escalator. My niece used to be terrified of car washes. Really? I hate turtlenecks. What happened to you in a past life while wearing a turtleneck? Mm-hmm. Jessica, I think that's everybody. I don't like anyone touching my neck. Freaks me out. Now I'm starting to think maybe I should have more things. Maybe I should have more hang-ups. Everybody got a lot. Caves. Butterflies will kill me. Really? lightning. I've had a couple of close encounters and survived. Laura. Now I want to hear them. Driving under train trestles where there's a train on them. Driving behind a log truck. Well, I mean, that you're basically asking to die. No. Yeah. You're saying them. I have so many fears. I know. Squirrels. I've gotten better, but I'm still afraid of them. Colonoscopy. Sue, who isn't? Let me put it this way. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just gross. So, but you'll be fine. You got to do it. Don't let that be the reason to not do it. But it's not hard. You won't even remember. It's going to be the best sleep you ever had. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Kezia, that scares me. A friend of mine has a fear of balloons. Mm-mm. Where the kids are playing on that, and the main character, get that kid, really resonates. Mm-mm. Fisher cats are mean. Fisher cats are here in New Hampshire, and they're scary. Is it just a cat? It's like a weasel. Oh, it's not like a domesticated cat, a Fisher cat? Look it up. Fisher cats are nasty. We have Fisher cats and rats. They're like bad, like bobcat. What? Fisher cats here? I've never heard of a Fisher cat. Google Fisher. They're awful. And they make horrible noises and can be mean. What? Passing a semi on the highway. Who doesn't take their life in their hands when they're like, I'm going to pass this truck. And you let everybody in the car know. You're like, guys, we're going to pass this truck. And you're like, I don't think this is a good idea. Yeah. Scared of the dark. I'm scared of clowns. All reasonable. I raise my neck up when I see a drowning scene in the movie. Sometimes I have to stand up. Why am I petrified of mice but love when a chipmunk runs by? I don't know. Died by food that was out of its expiration. Oh, it's like a rodent. Mm-hmm. I hate the sound of fish cat. I've never even heard of this. Hard time birds. I'm a good swimmer. Wow. I can go up escalators, but not down. Okay. Susie, what does that even mean? I don't even understand. My son was scared of the car wash. It was probably because of the story of the kid that got the shoelace caught. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Grasshoppers. Rabbits. They have hidden mouths and huge teeth. No thanks. The filters on the side of in-ground pools. I think someone is in there waiting to pull my leg. I just want to thank everybody for participating because it's so funny is that you think you have some crazy fears. Like everybody's like, this is completely irrational. I know it's irrational. This is just my brain. I can't turn it off. And you feel real dumb until you hear other people's stuff. You're like, oh, that's real dumb, but it's not. It's the same as you're dumb, but it's comical when you hear other people's. You're like, girl, why are you afraid of that? But mine is real and yours are funny. You know what I mean? She's just like, why would you be afraid of that? And I think it's crazy when I see people who are not afraid of heights. I'm like, you should be. You should be. What if we fell? They're like, there's literally glass and building all around. Right now there is. My thyroid is out and I'm on meds, but I have trauma from it. Trees falling. Fear of tents, log truck, bridges and tunnels. Don't walk on the grates. I can't. I will run away from a butterfly. You and Chikendra are winning so far. Bad thunderstorms. Their cries sound like people being tortured. Yeah, no one should watch that, Bob. The drain in a pool. I won't go near it. You should hang out with Shikendra. I'm afraid of driving behind trucks with ladders mounted on them. One came flying off and nearly hit my car years ago. I'm afraid of wasps and yellow jackets, but I think everyone is. You're right. Yeah, no, Jen, that would freak me out. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of being under anesthesia for any reason. I know a lot of people that get that. I don't know why. I don't ever, like, just wake me up. I don't know. I don't ever really think about it. I hate balloons. Trauma from kindergarten balloon game. Julie, you know what's so crazy? Is we don't know where these irrational things come from. It's so funny that you remember because it was kindergarten. And you know, whatever happened that day, whatever trauma happened, the teacher's like, it's not a big deal. And it probably in the grand scheme of things wasn't, but when you're 4, 6, traumatic. Mm-hmm. And grab my leg, Nancy. You're afraid of chalk, MRIs. I have a fear of driving behind cars or trucks with dogs that hang out the window or are in the bed of the truck because the car jumped out the window of the car in front of me. What? And did what? What? Exactly. My own shadow. I'm scared of bills. At three, my daughter was a clown for Halloween. A lady had clowns all around the house and said jokingly, can I keep you? Now she's petrified of clowns. See, that's all we need. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out. I have way too many fears. Yep. Mm-hmm. I almost passed out driving a semi in the Squirrel Hill tunnels. My teacher jumped in my seat. What does that mean, Patty? Your teacher what? What do you drive, semi tractor trailers? Wow. Clowns, spider crickets. I almost left my car at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru one time when a huge bee flew in. Shakendra, that makes perfect sense. If a bee or a wasp jumps in your car, you can just leave your car and just never return. Beverly, it was a Valentine's tree. Now we're just waiting for everybody to send us to see the St. Patty's. This is the beginning of our St. Patty's Day celebration. Sorry, that was right over there. Mm-hmm. My mom was scared of birds shopping at a grocery store. It's just called a fisher, not a fisher cat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it turns out we're all left up. Exactly. I feel so validated about my escalator fear. Yeah, who knew, Stephanie, that it was so... Yeah, today's therapy session or trigger brought to you by Dina Blizzard. My mom is afraid of rice because she worries that it's magus, so she won't ever eat it. How often is she eating things that have magus in it? Chris, we're talking about irrational fears. And if your irrational fear means that at some point you like died in a former life from that. So like, I'm afraid of heights. So I'm positive that I died because I was thrown off of something. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Yeah. Glass bridges. So many things. Yeah. Alligators. I also can go up an escalator, but I have to have someone in front of me when going down. Picture myself falling. Yeah. Yeah. Scorpions. He once jumped into the door frame and hung there until I killed one. Why do you have scorpions in your house? I can't ever come to your house. I don't know if you're planning on inviting me, but I can't come because you just said there's a scorpion in your house. And I didn't know that I was afraid of them until you just said that story. And now I can't come over. Mm-hmm. Listening in my car. It sounds like you have a lisp. Hello? Can't even... I used to imitate Jacqueline when she had her braces and I'd be like, oh my gosh, mom, you are never going to guess what happened today. I could do that. Sounds similar. Mm-hmm. Flying bugs. Yep. I'm on board. Spiders. I'm on board. Trucks with big round hay balls. I saw one fall off in front of me. I couldn't believe it before it hit my car. Lucky for me, I could stop before it hit my car. Clowns. No. Tornadoes, evil flying monkeys, wicked witches. Thanks, Wizard of Oz. Scarred me for life. Mm-mm. That's so funny. Bugs. I'm afraid of teenagers, aren't we all? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all going to call a therapist after this and be like, you know what? I just learned today there are so many more things I could be afraid of. And now I'd like to go over them with you. Maybe we should change the subject. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Patty's like, I was taking a truck driving class and the rush of driving through the tunnels make me want to pass out. Needless to say, I quit truck driving class. Patty, that's so crazy. What made you take truck driving classes? Listen, I'm proud of you. I don't know that I would have made it out of the parking lot. I think it's amazing you made it through the get out of the parking lot. Oh, the Lost Boys. Yeah. I'm afraid of the ladies that come in my house, examine all of the food and throw it away. Oh, Jen, I have a similar. Yeah. No escalators. Buried alive. 33 inches. Oh, my gosh. Will not eat Rice Krispies or treats because he was halfway through making one. He noticed there was a maggot in the cereal. Okay. You all have ruined rice, and I don't know why. Because I love it. No more rice stories. Scorpions in San Antonio. No, we should not have gone. Mm-hmm. I'm petrified of turkeys. Yeah. I know, Georgia. Well, that's the thing is if I'm in the plane and I'm sitting still and everything else is moving, it's fine. But I can't be moving and it move. I can't. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of germs. I'm afraid of teenagers in particular. I'm afraid of Australia. No. When I lived in Texas, we had a scorpion and a tarantula in my house. They were not pets. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This is more like a trauma session. This is like, what is it called? Exposure therapy? All right, Chris says, honestly, I'm going to be very vulnerable here. All right, Chris is about to lay out some truth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. When I meet what I consider to be normal people, it's a wide net, and I hear of their irrational fears, it makes me feel better. Because I feel like we all feel a little crazy. Like when I was crouching down to and like go like this, but I was nowhere near the window. Overly affectionate, strong females. You mean unwed, romantically aggressive women? Is that what you mean? You, Rawls? Mm-hmm. Those IMAX movie theater rides, I cried and my grandson laughed and laughed. Mm-hmm. Mean ass swans. Who here is normal? Yeah, I told you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sherry Bougie Taylor, there she is. Can't do geese. What's up? Because the guy I was dating said, hey, get your CDL and we'll go on the road and have a great adventure. Guess what never happened? So do Canadian geese. We call them cobra chickens in Canada. What? How's a goose become a chicken? Those geese, I've been chased by them more than once. Geese are mean. Okay, so we're all just going to get on board and just, geese are scary. So we're, the one thing we're all going to agree on is geese are aggressive. They're unwed, romantically aggressive geese. The ocean. Mm-hmm. My granddaughter is petrified of our rumba sweeper. I'm afraid of groups of people, always afraid of embarrassing myself. Me too. Me too. A lot of people don't think that. They think I'm like real outgoing. But in real life, I'm kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. People don't believe that. But if you saw me in normal life, like where I didn't know people, I'm quiet. People are like, Wait a minute. I jumped on the table to get away from them, and they jumped up after me. My kids were dying laughing. Yeah, no. Yeah, and now geese forever we called cobra chickens. How are you going to explain that? You'd be playing Pictionary. Somebody clearly drew a goose. And you're like, cobra chicken? And they're like, what? Cobra chicken? Like, what are you even saying? Fisher cat? Like, that is not even close to a cat. It's a bird. All right, I'm sticking with cobra chicken. What? There's no such thing as a cobra chicken. Yeah, it is. I will straight leave if there is a mouse. I'm out. Sounds right. Dean, there are memes. There are tons. When they crank their necks, they look like cobras. What? I was sitting in the car because we tried to get out. A squirrel kept chasing us. We finally ran for house, throwing cookies to the squirrel so we could run in the house. I wish that whole thing was recorded and you could send it to me. My son was scared of the ironing board. He only saw it once. And he was just crying. I'm going to say this, it really is. Yeah, I realized it while on a whale watching boat ride. They can breach at any time. They are huge, gross looking humpback whales. Yeah, that sounds right. My brother-in-law slapped a goose upside the head for going after our kid. Okay. I'm literally just picturing your brother-in-law just boxing a cobra chicken and in slow motion. And the goose was like in slow motion. I have a friend who's afraid of grapes. She loves wine because they are murdered grapes. What? I was driving the friend when a mouse ran across her dashboard. I nearly passed out. We stopped to jump down and called a tow truck. Yep. That sounds right. We went from colts to goose slapping. Well, yep. This all sounds just about right for a Tuesday. Yep. Now that I'm thinking about it, I would love to punch a goose. Like, I've never thought about it, but I've been attacked. Everybody, tell me, raise your hand if you've never been chased by a goose, a turkey, anything of the avian persuasion. Like, real good with that little gobble thing. Can't. And Rosie knows. It was at Rosie's house. I was attacked by turkeys at Army Rosie's house. She knows. It's aggressive. Never, Nicole. You've never been chased by a bird of any kind. Never. You guys are missing out. I had a frog jump on my dashboard. Our babies were face high to that goose. So sometimes you got to punch a goose. Colts are scary, except for this one. This one makes sense. Never chased by a bird? No. A peacock chased me at the zoo. There you go. My daughter was attacked by an ostrich. Goose slapping and squirrel tossing. These are things you hear in our show. I had ducks chase me. Bats. One got in my hair. See? I'm out. A goose attacked me at Knott's Berry Farm as a baby. Traumatized me. Never been chased. Well, only been chased by a dog. Well, if I had a choice, I would pick turkey. Once when I was a kid, we were driving down the street, the windows down, a wasp flew in. My dad stopped the car in the middle of the street and six people jumped out. Sounds right. Yeah, a crow used to dive at me every time I'm way home from school. Yep. Just wait all day long. Yeah. A camel threw up on me at the zoo when I was 5. I won't go near them. We had a rooster that would not let us in our front door. We had to throw food out the back door and then run out the front door while he went for the food. What is happening with the roosters and geese? I saw a woman on a bike get attacked by geese over by Martin's. Yep, no. I was painting a hen house. Whopped it with a good... I've been traumatized by a turkey in my parking lot. I was held hostage in my car as it stared at me. Knott's Berry Farm will now release a statement saying they have no vicious geese on the property. Please visit. Friends who suffer used to chase me. They gave me a broom to hit it. It didn't work. I ran to my car. He got me in the leg. He was history. Oh my gosh. A flock of pigeons would run and scream big chickens to scare them away. I brain damaged a turkey that attacked me while I was painting the hen house. Whopped it good with a paintbrush. Okay. There's a lot of real aggressive talk. Can we talk about mice? Mice don't scare me. Had to call Jim on the cell phone to come out and rescue me. I was trapped in my fence at the garden with a rooster circling me. Mm-hmm. My sister and I jumped out of the car on the black horse because there was a bee in the car. Of course you did. Being chased by a donkey. Okay, that's new. What? Listen, for whatever reason, being chased by geese seems completely normal. And then Sylvia going to come in chased by a donkey. Where were you? That there's just a donkey chasing you. Mm-hmm. This makes me think of the lady who punched the bear in the face that was attacking her dog. Listen, nothing a good punch can't solve when trying to protect your loved ones is all I'm going to say. Shouldn't punch in general, but was attacked by seagulls in Ocean City. I was holding a waffle. Well, you essentially started a fight, Fiona. Mm-hmm. Terrified. It used to be really low. My friend, no. Mm-hmm. Couldn't pay me to go to a petting zoo. By the way, I'm at work and I'm snorting laughing at this point. I had a duck that tried to stop me every day when it was time to get my kids off the bus. I had to throw food to just open the door. Oh my gosh. I was chased by a goose when my friend was pushing me in a wheelchair when I broke both legs in a car accident when I was in my 20s. My poor friend was twirling me around and around. No. If the mice are chewing on the wall and you hear them, no. No. Do donkeys run? My friend was chased by a bull. I got bit by a donkey. Do a lot of people have donkey stories? This is... I had a robin dive bomb me like 5 times when I tried to come to a friend's house. Turned out the robin laid eggs in the nest in the front porch. I also would be followed by several turkeys and chickens when I was in charge of feeding them for agricultural classes on a hobby farm. We have a lot. I also had a chipmunk scream at me for 10 minutes while camping. I think it was telling me I wasn't cooking it right. Its screams were shouting me to nonstop. Okay. Lucy, you have a very deep history with animals. Very deep. Mm-hmm. Took her sandwich out of her hands right at the beach. Mm-hmm. So funny. My grandpa's donkey ran away with me on it. That was scary. Okay, there's a lot of donkey stories. Why did your... Okay, let's start again. My grandpa's donkey. Now listen, my grandpa had a nice watch. And he had a boat. He's a fisherman. Why does your grandpa have a donkey, Alejandra? I don't know anybody with a donkey. Raise your hand if you know somebody with a donkey. I can't imagine there's a lot of people. I don't know anybody with a donkey. I know some people that act like a donkey. Straight. But I've never met anybody with a donkey. Hand raised. How many people? Kendra Lee's like, I got 3 people already. My daughter, when she was trampled by a cute reindeer. What? They took her a cup of food. She thought it was great. I was terrified. Yeah. Mm-mm. I had to karate chop him. My grandpa had a donkey. How many people's grandpa had a donkey? Why? What are you doing with a donkey? What's the benefit to having a donkey? Unless you got a big wagon you got to pull. Or you go make waffles. See what I did there? I worked on a horse farm. Brian said, yeah. I got bit by a horse named Frank in preschool. He was old and mean. I nannied for a family with a donkey and he was so sweet. My uncle and my current neighbor have donkeys. Why? My family back in Italy. Well, that, Paola, that makes the most sense out of everybody. They'd be like, what are we doing? Well, we don't have like all this fancy like stuff. We have this farm, so we got this donkey. I live in Georgia. There are so many people here with donkeys. My neighbors have a couple. What in the? What? You live in Mormon, they are surrounded by donkeys. My uncle had a donkey. My friend had a llama. Mm-hmm. My uncle had a donkey, a goat, an emu, and a pet deer. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law had a donkey. I have a donkey. I named her Booty. Colleen, are you joking? You have a donkey. Colleen has a donkey. My son has four donkeys. You're liars. Kimberly, why has your son got four donkeys? There are like three donkeys down my street. We have some people down the road. There's six donkeys. What for? My brother had four miniature donkeys. I'm not sure why we're talking about alpacas. Are adorable. Oh, we'll get to alpacas tomorrow, Melanie. We can't do all the animals today. We like to rotate them. This is such a weird show. Donkeys keep cows safe. How? Andrea, what do they do? Are they like, that's not a cow, I'm a cow. And distract people? Distract like fox? Like, that's not a... Raised mini donkeys. Very popular now. My neighbor has a donkey. We had a donkey named Adorati because he took Mary down the aisle on Christmas Eve. I have a donkey pen. Donkeys are great protectors, just like a watchdog. So you're telling me that when the time comes and Colby goes to his heavenly place, I'm going to replace him with a donkey? Donkeys protect sheep and goats from predators. They protect livestock from coyotes. Yeah. Yep, the one shamrock on the tree. There's a donkey farm not far from me. Is having a donkey farm like having a dog? Yeah. My friend just took in two mini donkeys to her house. Do they live outside? Donkeys are adorable. I would love to have a miniature one. Our neighbors have one in New York. His name was Sancho. My neighbor had a pet pig. This is, donkeys are like a watchdog. They protect the herds. My aunt and uncle, who I bought the country house from, had a donkey named Melina. So now I have the pen and I need a new donkey. Oh, you have like a pen. A donkey pen. I got you. That's what you meant. You didn't mean that you had a pen with like a little donkey on the top. You have a donkey pen, like a housing unit. I thought you were just like, I got a pen with a donkey on it. But I understand now. My grandfather uses it to carry his hay. And the other would pull the wagon. See, that makes sense. I chased daily by geese. I was not scared. I found a chance to my, I was to sit on the trash cans. It was my job to empty them. So 80% of the people on this live have a donkey. That's what I'm reading, Jen. And what I'm reading is if you don't have a donkey, you are basically a loser. Donkey. One just had a baby. It's six donkeys. I dated a guy and his family had a donkey named Moses. He chased us a few times. I have a potbelly pig. He's an asshole to everybody. Now I want a donkey. I know, Mandy. Who knew? My aunt has a miniature horse named Elvis. Yeah, maybe this is the year of the donkey. You know how in the Chinese New Year, they changed the animal. This year, it's all donkeys all the time. Yeah, who knew the donkeys were a thing? Do not know of a single farm around Wisconsin area I live in that has donkeys with cows. Yeah. I like to think donkeys and cows are as awesome as pet dogs. Maybe. I don't think so, Anita. If you think dog poop is hard to clean up, I don't know. It's something about waking up and hearing donkey a million times the first thing in the morning. Miniature donkeys are the cutest. What? Dominic the donkey. Dean, can you take the donkey outside? Exactly. And guess who would end up taking the donkey outside? Me. Uh-huh. Could totally fit a donkey. Uh-huh. Robin, it does count. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So funny. All right. Well, listen, everybody. I think we've had a great day. It's the year of the dragon / donkey, Kendra. So there's that. Exactly. Anyway, so listen, today's a weird day. It's Welcome to Tuesday. You're not in a cult. You don't own a donkey, and you should be afraid of escalators. That was my takeaway. I don't know about anybody else, but that's where we are. So that's it. Tipsy Tuesday is tonight. So we'll get together, have a nice drink, bada bada ba, do the things. Try to avoid geese today and fisher cats. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to go back and watch why we are afraid of escalators. There's a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons, Kathy. All right. Well, have a great day. As thank you, Chris Beth. Like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself or others today. Remember, it's Tuesday. It's the beginning of March. You can send in your St. Patty's Day hearts. That's not a heart. St. Patty's Day 3-leaf clover. And tell us why you feel lucky in your life. And what else? And that's it. I've got nothing else. So thanks for watching. As always, I'll see you tonight for Tipsy Tuesday. Have a great day and a blessed day. And I'll check in with you guys in the morning. All right. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.